famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico here in Southern California with Margaret Gray and General Galen Shaw and Bud Dickman. Now we have Gloria Grover.
Yes, Gloria Grover is on the phone, and you had been watching this show, Mayfair, what is it called?
The Mayfair Witches.
The Mayfair Witches.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, Phil was watching this and had mentioned it on the show. And Gloria, you have an interesting story.
Well, it's not that much of it, Larry, can you turn that down? It's not that much of an interesting story in and of itself, Margaret. But it is interesting, I think, insofar as Phil was talking about this show.
You know, I don't remember mentioning the show. Jack and I were just watching it tonight.
Well, you'd seen one of the episodes, I guess. And did you mention it to anybody there?
I talked, Bud, did I?
Yeah, you said after you saw the menu.
Oh, the menu. That's wild.
Yeah, so that is wild. That's the one with Ray Fine. But no, you're talking about Mayfair Witches?
Yeah, that's the Anne Rice book.
Yes, the Anne Rice book. So I think Bud had said...
I said to Ms. Grover, I said, yeah, Mr. Henry was talking about a Mayfair Witches, I think, and that's when...
You're right. That's when I heard what you said. And so I thought it would be interesting. Larry, go ahead.
Hi, Phyllis. Larry Grover.
Larry, how you been?
I've been pretty good. I want to intro this for Mother so that everyone knows that this is legitimate. Mother has joined Elcott, the next step, you know, as she is an overlord. But at one time, Mother, like yourself, I think, Ms. Gray, had been involved in Wicca.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Okay, and so, but Mother developed in Wicca well past the novice stage and developed some basic paranormal powers. I know it sounds crazy, but Mother wanted me to kind of intro this. Mother?
That's good, Larry. So, yes. And what I wanted to do tonight, Phil, is to demonstrate that.
Well, that will be interesting. I didn't know, Gloria, that I didn't even know it was such a thing.
What's that?
That witches actually have paranormal powers.
Well, you were kidding about it on the show.
You were gagging about it, Margaret.
What do you mean, gagging about it?
I mean, you were kidding about it.
Yeah, Margaret, you said you could... You remember that? You were going, ooga booga, wooga booga.
Oh, I was screwing around with the guys, Gloria.
Well, you know, that's fine. And I understand, but this is... I wanted... given what Bud had told me and given the fact that you had been mucking around and trying to make a monkey out of... There's a lot of witches out here, Margaret, who I don't think appreciate you and others who just dabbled in Wicca... to come on a radio show or a podcast and put the finger through the hole and make the big ears and sort of baboon up everything that Wicca has represented.
I haven't done that at all, Gloria. I said to Phil what I said. It was a joke. I certainly didn't, as you say, made funny-looking ear. What did you say?
I said you're pulling your ears out and making the finger through the hole and babooning it up.
He's talking about the baboon.
You know, Larry, thank you.
And I wasn't doing any such thing, Gloria.
All right, well, let me tell you what I'm here to do. Phil, I'm going to demonstrate to you and to you, Margaret, but I'd like to use you, Phil, as the host. Basic Wiccan power. May I?
And what are you going to do?
Well, I'm just hearing you. Are you afraid of it and everything?
Yeah, are you afraid? If you're afraid now, then you believe I do have the Wiccan power.
Yeah, you must believe it.
No, he doesn't. He just wants to know what she's got. What are you going to do?
Well, what business is...
Well, I think it's a good question. So what do you propose to do to prove to Phil that you have some sort of paranormal powers?
Okay, Margaret, since you're the one that decided to take Wicca and go... You know...
First of all, you're not a Wiccan anymore.
I'm not, but it was one of the... It was one system of belief that I held to very tightly.
And secondly, I never did that. I did not mock Wiccan. I was using it just as a demonstration of different religions to the guys.
But you said you were Wiccan.
Yes, I did, and then I said I wasn't, okay? So give it a rest.
Oh, boy. I'd like to use... How about you, Margaret? Why don't I use my paranormal powers on you?
All right, that's fine. No, wait, you said you were going to do it to me originally, so do it to me. Phil, I don't mind. No, it's okay.
All right, and then I'll get to you in a minute, Margaret.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
All right, listen, everybody, let's be friends here. Mother's going to demonstrate her paranormal ability.
Let me ask something, Larry. Do you believe your mother has this ability?
I believe she does, because she has made me feel, and she's made me do certain things that I was not compelled to do the morning that you had me, because she was calling me that thought my opinions about things were a little bit dumb and unformed, and she literally forced, this is going to sound crazy, a finger. She literally forced my finger up into my nose, so I was sitting there with my finger in my nose, and she said, Larry, what are you doing? I said, I don't know. She said, well, that proves that you see the opinion you just expressed, you might as well have your finger up your nose.
You feel that your mother forced you to put your finger up your own nose?
Yes.
All right, well, you know, seeing is believing. We weren't there, so what are you going to do to Phil?
All right, Phil, are you ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you know, you sound like you don't really believe I can do this.
Well, no, it isn't that I don't believe you. It isn't that I do believe you. I am a willing subject. I am a willing, subject for this...
Experiment? Is that what you wanted to call it?
No, the demonstration of your Wiccan powers.
Demonstration of my witch powers, Phil. Wicca is for, you know, housewives who knock off for the day and go out back and light a bonfire and skip about, you know, like your friend Bobby Dooley.
Okay, I understand.
All right. So you understand that I am a witch.
I understand, yes.
All right. Well, it didn't sound like it. Larry, I got it. It didn't sound like it.
I do understand you're a witch, and I await what it is you're going to do.
All right, Phil. What I'm going to do, simply using my eyes, I am envisioning you right now, Phil, and I'm going to raise your body temperature, not dangerously high, but I'm going to raise it to a point where you notice it, where you're going to feel very hot, and you're going to want to walk into a cooler room or turn on air conditioning. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I am seeing you, Phil, in my mind's eye.
Now, do you do any kind of a spell?
Oh, hold on for a minute. What?
I'm sorry, I think you interrupted her.
What did you want to know?
Do you articulate any spell?
No, I don't. I'll say, Phil, you're getting warmer, that kind of thing.
Well, what's the difference between this and hypnosis?
Everybody, line up with your questions, because I...
Mother's doing, you guys want to line up with your questions. You know?
It's a good question. Yeah, what is the difference between this and hypnosis?
Hypnosis is when you talk somebody into it. I'm not going to talk him into jack shit.
Watch it, Mother.
I'm sorry.
My mother's getting a little... Hold on. Mother, don't get angry.
I shouldn't be getting angry. It's just been a long day. It's been a long day. I talked to that jackass at the mobile station, you know.
Oh, did he give you the bubble gum or what?
He gave me bubble gum. All right, Phil, are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Phil, I am now proceeding to raise your body temperature. Tell me when you begin to feel, the heat.
Okay, so you're raising my body temperature above 98.6.
I'm raising, no, I didn't say that. I just said I'm going to raise up, you're going to feel much hotter. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. Phil, I am now going to make you feel, turn the radio down, will you, Larry? Listen to that. It interrupts. Hold on for a minute, Phil. You had the radio turned off. Who is it?
Michael Savage.
Turn that crap off. All right. Are you ready, Phil?
I am ready, yes.
All right, here we go. I'm now going to raise the temperature. Tell me when you feel warmer.
Okay.
Hold on, Larry. I got it. Are you feeling warmer, Phil?
Not really, no.
When you say not really, what do you mean?
I am not feeling warmer, no. I mean, my ears feel kind of warm, but I'm wearing headphones.
Your ears feel warm?
I got to say, Gloria, no, I don't feel warmer.
All right, hold on. This is a form of Wicca that I have now. I don't practice every day, but I am tired of people making fun of Wiccan and of witches in particular. Larry, are you a witch?
No, I'm not, Mother.
Then don't tell me how to do it. All right, Phil. I'm relaxing. Are you feeling warmer now? Tell me when you start to feel warmer.
I will.
All right. Okay. Hey.
Maybe you got to try harder, Mother.
Hold on for just a minute, will you? Larry, leave the room. Are you feeling warmer, Phil?
I am not, no.
You're not. All right. Maybe Larry, all right, hold on. I'm going to give it a little exertion here, okay?
Can I tell the audience what's happening?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't laugh, Phil, because I feel like I'm being mocked.
I'm not mocking. Gloria Grover is on the line. Gloria practices a form of witchcraft where she can cast a spell, and she's trying to raise my body temperature right now. And Larry is with her. Go ahead, Gloria.
Well, I threw Larry out of the room. But one thing Larry did say is to exert a little more, so I'm going to exert myself more. All right, here goes. You're going to feel a lot warmer, Phil. Tell me. I won't make it so uncomfortable that you can't stand it. I will lower your body temperature, but right now I'll make it warmer. Yeah, I'm just exerting it. How do you feel?
I'm not warmer, if that's what you mean.
Okay, hold on.
Try harder, Mother.
I'm going to throw you through the door, Larry. All right, hold on. I'm sorry that distracted you, Phil.
It did a little bit when you're threatening to throw him through a door.
Well, all right, hold on. All right, here goes. I am now going to cast a spell to make you warmer.
Try harder, Mother.
Hold on, Phil. Get out. I am exerting.
I got it.
What are you doing exactly?
Do you mind?
I'm sorry.
Here we go. I will now raise Phil's body temperature. This is it right here. This will be the one. Okay.
What are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Don't do that.
Larry, where did you come from?
I was in the other room, but I can hear the general saying, General, don't say anything.
General, everybody in the room, keep quiet.
See, it breaks my concentration.
Sorry.
All right, Phil, sit down.
I'm sitting.
Okay, I'm going to raise your body temperature. I'll raise your body temperature. Oh, man, I'll know the reason why. Here we go. Don't ask me if I'm trying, Larry. I am. How do you feel?
I'm sorry, Gloria. I don't feel any warmer.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you. Margaret, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is he telling the truth? Does he look any warmer to you?
He doesn't really. There's no perspiration. The skin is not red.
General?
Yes.
What do you think?
Do you feel warmer, Phil? No, I don't.
Don't ask him, because...
You think I'm lying, Gloria. I'm not. I do not feel any warmer.
Well, that's bullshit.
Mother, let me just jump on. Mr. Henry, Mother is a Wiccan. She does possess certain witch powers. I think that she's tired, maybe a little bit fatigued.
No, I'm not tired. I'm tired of a lot of bullshit.
Well, something's affecting her.
Wait a minute. I've got another spell. Hold on for just a minute. I want you, Phil, I'm going to cause you to sneeze. So everyone will hear this, all right? You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here goes. Yeah.
Are you doing it?
Oh, would you shut the...
Hey, General.
General, please.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. I'm going to cause you to sneeze. I'm going to make you sneeze. Here we go. One, two, three, and... Do you feel like sneezing?
I really don't, Gloria. I would tell you if I did. I don't.
You know, Phil, you're not lying to me, are you?
No, what the hell? Why would I lie, man? I
to make me look like Baboon of the Month.
Mr. Henry, please don't lie.
I'm not lying, Larry, and I don't like you inferring that. I'm not lying. I don't need to sneeze, and I wasn't feeling warmer.
You know something? I got to tell you, Phil, I respect you and love you. I don't believe you. I think you're lying, because I have Wiccan powers. I have witch powers.
I'm not lying.
I have witch powers, and I exerted... Do you feel like sneezing now?
No. Probably laughing, though.
You know, General, if I were there, you know what I could do?
What's that?
You can laugh. You know what? The next dog that relieves itself on that street, you'd be it.
I'd be what, the dog?
No, what comes out of its ass.
My mother just threw the phone on the floor and left the room.
What is that all about, Larry?
Mother has, along with several other members of the local the Wiccan community here in Culver City and you know, here in the west side of Los Angeles, has been taking a lot of heat because of the traditional religion of America. A lot of traditional people, you know, Elcott the Nextet's been under fire, and Mother's belief in Wicca.
Does your mother still practice Wicca?
No, she doesn't, but she does have, I believe.
Give me the phone. I'm sorry, I had to pull the phone away from Larry. All right, I'm going to make you sneeze. Ready? Phil, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one, two, three. I've got a spell. Get the book out. Get the spell book.
So you do use spells?
Yes, in some cases. Here it is here. Pretty as you please, I will make you sneeze. 1, 2, 3, do it. You want to sneeze?
No, I don't.
You're full of shit, because I know you...
Phil, please tell me, do you feel like sneezing?
No, I do not.
1, 2, 3, pretty as you please, sneeze. Sneeze.
Sneeze. All right, I guess, Mother, I think it's fatigue.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it's fatigue, all right. What'd you fatigue this?
Oh, my God, Mother. My own mother pointed to her.
Larry, I'm not doing anything to embarrass your mother. I just don't feel like sneezing. I wasn't feeling warmer.
I understand. I believe that it's fatigue. I think Mother is, like I said, the Wiccan community's been under assault. Elcott, the next step, has been under assault. It's been crazy.
Well, we've been hearing, we heard Dr. Elcott, he got demoted.
Yeah, that was the other thing. You know, there's been a lot of strain in their relationship because Dr. Elcott was an overlord at one time, Bugs Wilcott. Mother thought it was going to be one 24-hour party around here once he became an overlord. And, I mean, she laid in a supply of vodka. Well, you did. She laid in a supply of party favors. But that didn't work. And then we got this pressure from these local religious groups. So,
all right. Well, I will tell you, I believe your mother's Wiccan. I believe she has power. It just didn't work on me. Do I have to be a believer?
Mother, does Mr. Henry have to be a believer?
A believer in what?
A believer in, Mr. Henry?
A believer in Wicca. Do I have to believe that you can do it?
Yes, Phil.
Well, I do.
You do. This is where I think you're foolish.
Watch it, Mother. If you say the word shit too many times in 1 week, you'll get knocked down to overlord level 4.
How do you know all of this, Larry?
Because I've been reading up in your notes and stuff.
Overlord level 4, if she uses the word shit, what?
More than once in 1 week.
Yes, I can't say, well, if I say it again, then that'll be 2 times I've said it this week, and I'll go down to overlord level 4. Go ahead, Larry, you say it.
Yep, she says shit.
All right, so your mother's going to get demoted at the overlord level, and she's her Wiccan powers. 1, 2, 3, pretty as you please, sneeze. Gloria, you know I respect you.
No, I don't know that, Margaret. No, I do not.
You know that I do, and I think this was the wrong time. I think Larry's right. I think you're fatigued. I think you need to lay down.
Yes, I do need to lay down. And
you talk to Phil about this.
Ed has been, he's been distracted since he got demoted. He can't get it up. What are you laughing at?
He can't get it up, huh?
That's what I said. I'm not stuttering over here.
All right. I mean, boy, what an embarrassment to him.
Oh, everybody knows it. Ed's a very... I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to do that, but here he is now.
Thanks a lot, Gloria. Hi, Phil.
Dr. Elcott, how are you?
I was fine until I heard Gloria tell the whole world that I'm not able to get the rod up.
Ed, you know I love you, and I love making us wonderful, but ever since you got demoted, you wouldn't be able to do it to a knothole. That's all I'm trying to say.
And what about your Wiccan? How's that working for you?
Oh, my God, you speak to me that way?
Gloria.
This is a conversation I don't want to hear. So, Gloria, your Wiccan is not happening, and Ed can't get it up. And all of this is because of what?
Because of his demotion.
That's right. Blame me. Mother, Dr. Elcott, please.
Oh, bug off. There's your problem right there. Your son still living at home and sleeping out on a service porch at the age of 53.
That's my business and my business alone. I'm now going to... You know what? Guess what, Ed? You're now going to be the object of my Wiccan power.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make you smell. You're going to have an odor coming off of you like cat shit. How about that?
Okay, Gloria.
No, watch. 1, 2, 3. When I was a child, we used to play You're It. Right now, you smell like cat shit. 1, 2, 3, yeah.
No, I don't smell it.
Larry.
No, it smells fine.
I can still smell... Yes, I still smell the Gillette I put on this morning.
Well, she's left the room, Phil.
I did not want to see her embarrassed.
No, I understand that. But she embarrassed... You notice that she has no problem embarrassing me, you know?
Well, Ed, that's the first time you haven't been able to pop wood in years.
Give me the phone. I apologize, Phil, for her inability to perform any Wiccan. I don't know anything about it.
Well, she was going to try to... I don't know, make me feel hotter and...
Make you feel hotter, like, you know, you got to get a hard on or something?
No, for God's sake. Physically warmer, and she also was going to make me sneeze and couldn't do that. She was not able to affect any of these spells.
Well, I apologize, Phil, and on behalf of the On behalf of the Ed Elcott, Gloria Grover family, it's just been a tough week ever since I got the demotion. Here's Larry.
Yeah, Phil, the two of them, they usually get along really good, but since Dr. Elcott, I mean, it's none of my business, but apparently he comes home at night and just lays in bed staring at the ceiling. And
boy, things are not happy there at the house, man. I hope that things get better.
You know, it started out where you weren't able to...
Yeah, talk about not getting it up, Gloria. You can't make a guy sneeze. Yeah.
Larry, I got to go.
Well, all right, you know...
Larry Grover, Gloria Grover... But Jesus, man. Hey, Phil, you just went... Let's move on.
That's a great idea. Coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we will have Don Mixa and a little-known song that he wrote.
Don Mixa wrote a song?
Yes, coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Don't forget to get tickets to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, The Galaxy of Phil Henry, Friday night, February 28th, or Saturday night, March the 1st, at Theater West in Hollywood, California. Yes, Phil Henry, on stage, with a potpourri of guests and characters, holding forth like he never has before. Phil Henry, The Galaxy of Phil Henry, Theater West, February 28th and March 1st in Hollywood, California. Yeah, Hollywood. You know?
Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com. You can get a backstage pass for a month, less than $10, for a year, less than $7 over the course, $7 a month over the course of a month of the course of the year. I didn't say that good.
No, you didn't say that good. It's less than $7 a month if you get a year's subscription. Phil has 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content. It is award-winning. It's the greatest your ass has ever heard.
Get a backstage pass today at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going.
And welcome back. Here's Phil Henry.
Yay.
Yeah.
Here's Phil Henry, yeah. Here's a guy that we haven't talked to in a long time, Don Mixa in Seattle, Washington. Don, how are you?
Hey, Phil. Been pretty fair. How you doing?
I'm good. And Don is a professor of engineering up at University of Washington. He's also there's a lot of stuff that you do, and there's a lot of stuff that we've yet to understand that you do. But you want to come on the program tonight and talk about
this is an ongoing problem you've had with your breath, right?
It is an ongoing problem I've had with my breath. First of all, you guys kept hitting this when I was first on the program saying, well, your breath is bad.
I didn't say it. People that knew you said it.
All right, well, people that knew me said that I had I had bad breath, okay?
That was our understanding.
All right. So, you know, as far as I was concerned, that was a real nitpicky. I think they had issues with me beyond the fact that I might have had bad breath, okay? I got with my students, and I was one-on-one with my students, and probably I was among the faculty here was closer and more effective with my students in terms of the one-on-one tutoring that I was doing than any of the other people, okay?
But coincidentally to that, people were complaining about your breath.
Coincidentally to that, people were complaining. Yeah, they were complaining about my breath because I was doing better with my students. And every other teacher here, every other professor here, was jealous as hell.
Well, what if I told you that some of the complaints came from the students themselves?
What if you told me what?
Some of the complaints came from the students, as you were going one-on-one with them.
I go one-on-one with my students, Phil. When they need tutoring, I say, all right, let's stay after. I'll see you, say, 4 or 5 o'clock in the lecture hall. And I'll lean in. I'll say, okay, here is, yeah, you know.
And you breathe all over them.
You people really are out for blood, aren't you?
Well, Don, we're trying to get you to see that when you're going one-on-one with somebody, and you just said you lean in and go, yeah.
No, what I'm saying is I'll lean in and I'll say, what can we do to try to get these grades up? What can we do to try to get your writing better and get your understanding of the curriculum better? Because I think, and one of the things that I like to say to my students is, every day is made better with a ha-ha-ha-ha, a laugh. You see what I mean? You mean, Phil?
Yeah.
So what I say to my students, I'll say, you know what, no matter how depressed you get, every day is made better. And then I lean in and I go with a laugh. Ha, 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 ha. And that seems to pick them up.
Do you understand, Don, what you're saying? When you lean in and go, ha, 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 your breath is all over them. It sounds like, yeah, you're breathing on them.
These are not the teachers.
I know, but you got complaints from, this all began when you were doing one-on-one with the students, people saying that you had lousy breath.
Everybody was saying, And when I say everybody, people were saying, and I said, look, I brush my teeth, and I'm out the door.
You brush your teeth, you're out the door. Do you floss? Do you use a water pick?
Do I use a what?
Water pick, flossing, you know. Do you use mouthwash?
No, I don't. All of that stuff is very bad for you. It's got alcohol in it. Let me get some water. You know, I'm getting tensed up. I don't want to get tensed up when I'm... fuck. All right. Yeah, that's better.
Could you watch the language if you don't mind, Don?
Yeah, that's fine, Phil. I mean, I'm on your show, and all you're doing is saying, hey, Don, you know that your breath is so foul that we can't find anything else to talk about. This is the thing about coming on your program. You're always talking about my breath.
Because, Don, the few times we've had you on the program, we've had people saying, hey, you know, we love Don Mixa. He's a great teacher, but he's got breath, man.
Yeah, see, you got breath from the hell.
I've got breath from the hell.
Yes.
Well, I haven't heard that, but I've heard people say, you got bad breath, man. And
Phil, you're a guy, you're one of these people. You chew gum, don't you?
I chew gum. I got mints. I'm really self-conscious about that stuff. So I don't want to go into a situation and thinking that my breath is funky, man. So, yeah, I always got mints.
You always got mints. You're always chewing gum. Do you know how rude that is to be snapping gum in somebody's face?
All right, then how about a mint?
A mint. A mint lasts for 3 seconds, then it's gone. And now you've got this sort of the faint smell of the mint and the onion scramble that you had for breakfast. Oh, God.
Well, how do you know, Don?
Because I can well imagine what that smells like to people. I wouldn't do that to anybody.
So instead, they just smell the onion scramble?
For dinner, if I have, for instance, for dinner, a garlic soup or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. You won't even let me finish.
All right, you have for dinner a garlic soup in the morning?
In the morning, I'll have a onion scramble with big, thick slices of red onion, and then out, and I brush my teeth, and out the door I go.
What do you brush your teeth with?
A toothbrush.
No, but I mean, do you...
I'm water.
You don't use any toothpaste.
No, I don't use any toothpaste. God almighty, Phil.
All right, you know that Brenda, your girlfriend, has asked us to say things to you.
I know she has. She's told me. She told me, Don, I called up the Phil Henry show today, if you're going to be on, and I said, would you please say something to Don about his breath? And I said, honey, we make love... And, well, we make love.
And she's wearing a surgical mask, isn't she?
Jesus Christ. You know, this is the drama around those masks.
You make love to your girlfriend while she's wearing a surgical mask.
This is the drama around these masks. This mask-crazy society we live in, Phil.
Oh, don't give me that bullshit, will you? I don't want to talk about COVID. We're talking about how funky your breath is.
Oh, listen to you. And I thought you were a friend of mine.
I am a friend of yours, okay? But... I'm just repeating what people have told us. Don, you come on the program, people hear you come on the show, they don't want to talk about anything other than the fact that you've got funk. You smell, your breath smells like it's about 1,000 years old. That is coming from food you ate 1,000 years ago.
What?
You heard me. People are thinking that you ate a meal that has been in your stomach for tens of thousands of years.
Oh, horseshit.
Well, they might as well.
Don, all you got to do is use the old water pick.
What a pain in the ass that is.
Do you want to be there with your girlfriend while you're trying to, you know, make love to her and she's got on a surgical mask?
I don't. She's paranoid. She's worried about COVID. She's worried about tuberculosis. She's worried about malaria. She's very, very paranoid. I know about that.
No, she wears the mask, Don, because your breath, it's a stench that would knock Godzilla out. Those were her words to me.
Bullshit.
That she absolutely said that.
Brenda said that?
Yes. She said, I love Don very much, but the breath on that man, the stench, would put Godzilla in the ground. The heart would stop, his brain would explode, he'd be in the ground.
I don't believe for a second she said that.
Well, then you're calling her a liar. Don, I mean, dude, do whatever you want to do, okay? But when you come on the program, we got to tell you what's happening.
I come on your program, I wanted to tell you about some of the things I was doing at the university. And you've got what?
We've got a backlog of people saying, hey, mention to Don Mixa that when he breathes on me, I want to commit suicide.
Who said that?
Jerry Abadab.
Oh, he's a lie. Jerry Abadab from the economics lab.
Yes, one of your colleagues said, when you breathe on him, he wants to go outside and blow his brains out.
I don't believe it.
All right. We've had a lot of comments like that, Don. All you got to do, brother, is...
Don't give me that brother stuff, Phil.
I'm just telling you. All you got to do is, like, use the water pick, floss, use some toothpaste, man, and a little bit of mouthwash.
Oh, okay. So let's see. Water pick, floss, toothpaste, mouthwash. I'm in the bathroom for a half of an hour trying to get my breath nice for some of these little sisters, these weak sisters like Jerry Abadab, fool. I breathe on him. Next thing you know, he's fashioning a noose and hangs himself from one of the...
That's what the threat is.
Jerry Abadab said he's going to hang himself if he has to smell my breath one more time.
Yes. I don't think he's serious. Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, we don't know, Don. But you know what? I will tell you this. The next time you're on the show...
Next time? How do you know there's going to be a next time?
We will invite you, Don, and we want you back. But I won't tell you anything about the breath thing, okay? If people are screaming and yelling about it, we won't say anything.
And I don't want you talking to my girlfriend, Margaret.
Listen to you. She calls me and talks to me and confides in me in a lot of things. And she said, I can't believe that Don, for 5 years, has watched me wearing a surgical mask while we make love, and he thinks it's about COVID.
So it's not.
It's about your breath, Jack. It's about your breath.
I mean, you might as well try it. Try chewing some gum and try a mint.
Try a mint, huh?
Yeah, just one mint.
Shit.
You know what? Altoid.
All right.
What'd you say?
Okay, I'll try it, Altoid.
Good, good. That's a start. That is a start. You are well on your way, man. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
Oh, brother.
You okay?
No, I haven't. I mean, I'm not a mint guy. I guess where do I go to get these mints down to the store, I guess, right?
Yeah, go to the store. You can get them at the supermarket.
And what about the water pick?
You can buy that at the CVS.
CVS, a pain in the ass. All right. You know.
Okay, Don. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to come into the studio and go, ha, see if you approve?
Sure, if you want to. Goodbye, Don. He sounded depressed. He sounded like he wanted to blow his brains out of his skull because he had to use mouthwash.
Yeah, yeah. Here's to Don Mixon and the fact that he stands up for his rights. Yeah. Why, you guys aren't applauding?
Of course not. Why would I applaud that? Stands up for his rights.
He has a right to have the bad breath.
How do you figure that?
What do you mean, man? There's no law that says you got to go out in the world with sweet smelling breath.
There is no law. But a social norm would dictate that you're going to get along better with people if you have good personal hygiene, don't you think?
What?
Never mind. All right, anyway, Don, thank you for being on the show with us. We also thank, of course, Gloria Grover and... I don't know what's wrong with her. Gloria Grover and her attempted witchcraft. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on... Podcast One. Get tickets for our one-man show, The Galaxy of Phil Henry, February 28th and March 1st at Theater West in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, go to theaterwest.org.
Theater West, theatre west.org.